From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama flies to Cuba. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to travel to Cuba in almost 90 years. He will cap his visit with a direct address to the Cuban people, outlining a vision for the future U.S.-Cuba relationship. The White House says Mr. Obama's three-day visit represents a new beginning in the relationship between the Cold War enemies, expanding on the formal restoration of their diplomatic ties 8 months ago. Turkey is blaming a militant from the Islamic State group for a suicide bombing in Istanbul Saturday that killed four people and wounded dozens. Turkey's interior minister says the attack was carried out by a Turkish citizen born in a province bordering Syria. He said the suspected bomber, who also was killed in the attack, was not on Turkey's terrorist watch list. The Turkish official said five people allegedly linked to the attack have been detained. The lawyer defending Europe's most wanted terrorist suspect, Salah Abdeslam, says he will sue French prosecutors for releasing confidential information regarding the investigation. Sven Mery told a Belgian state broadcaster that part of the press conference given by lead prosecutor François Molan violated what he called judicial confidentiality. Voters in Niger are choosing a president Sunday. Incumbent Mamadou Issoufou is in line to win the runoff after his opponent was flown out of the country from jail for medical reasons. The opposition has called for a boycott of the election. A VOA reporter in Niger says voting began quietly with low turnout. This is VOA News.